Monday Motivation.
Offering up Monday Motivation, 9 to noon with Paul Allen, joined now by Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. Coach Paul Allen, how are you?
I'm well, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Sir, why are you in a car driving to Kentucky right now?
That's a good question. I can't fly. So, actually, the doctors all got together. We had a long meeting about, you know, what's the best for my, the recuperation of this eye. And they figured I need to probably spend the next couple weeks and just work on my recovery. But I just left the doctor's office. Got really good news. The retina looks great. And pressure in my eye is really good. So we just need to take it easy and make sure it continues to heal the right way.
So with organized team activities beginning today, you are going to get some well-deserved and wisely go get some R&R at your ranch in Kentucky, right?
Right. I'll be there. You know, I'll be back, hopefully shortly. But, they just felt like it'd be better for me to get away for a little bit and just kind of relax.
Is that, was that decision tough for you to take? I mean, clearly in the best interest of your health, and I'm sure the team supports it, you know, and your friends and family members support it. It's absolutely the wisest thing to do, right?
Yeah. Well, I was the one pushing back on it, you know, because I know how important it is to be with the team and, you know, try to accomplish the things we want to get accomplished in these OTAs. But, you know, I've got a great bunch of coaches and they do a good job. And, you know, they're going to send me the video every day and, you know, I'll be in contact with them every day as far as things that I see and things we need to do. It's just, it's unfortunate timing, but, it's more important to do it now than during the season.
With you've had 8 surgeries on the same eye, the most recent one within the last week. What led to the most recent one? Were you like having headaches or any pain or anything?
Well, you know, it's a long story, Paul. They, on April 17th, they put in this oxygen bubble in my eye, and then, you know, I went in for the recheck a couple days later, and, you know, I had developed a cataract because there were so many surgeries, and so he felt like he needed to take the cataract out, and so he went in, took the cataract out, and at the same time, he put some oil back in my eye. Well, the oil is obviously thicker, and there's a little spot in your eye that it kind of circulates through your eye that allows it the pressure to stay at the right pressure. And the hole in mine was having some scar tissue, and so it was actually closed up about 50%. So the pressure in my eye was very, very high, and that's when we said we need to get this oil out and put the oxygen bubble back in. So and the reason they put the oxygen bubble in is really just like a Band-Aid to make sure that the retina stays in place. He said it looked great today. It looked great during the surgery and all that, and the pressure's down now. So, for a while there, the pressure was up there where, you know, you could possibly develop glaucoma.
Now, what if when you're gone, Mike? What if the coaches go rogue and install a 3-4 and a run and shoot offense?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you concerned about that? I mean, if you think about it, no. Edmund Robinson is built like a true outside 3-4 linebacker. I'm just looking out for you here, Mr. Zimmer.
No, my guys are soldiers. They're going to do exactly what they're told. They got my back 100%. I have no doubt about any of the coaches or really any of the players. The players are the ones probably, you know, they keep asking, why is he here? Why should he be doing this? Shouldn't he be home resting? You know, so those are the ones probably looking out for me more than any of them.
Did you buy anything from Bud Grant's garage sale over the weekend?
No, I did not, but I did happen to go over there on his 90th birthday. We had a nice little visit. you know, I'm hoping some of his coaching rubs off on me. So, you know, it's always great to sit down and talk to him. He's got a lot of wisdom, and, you know, I enjoy every time I'm around him.
Did you, Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, taking a little time away from the team, certainly will be back within, I don't know, the next 10, 14, 15 days or so. But to get his eye right in the best interest of Mike, he's going to head to his Kentucky ranch, take a little time off, while monitoring the organized team activities via iPad, having film sent to him, talking to coaches and stuff like that. Speaking of Bud Grant, I know how much you respect him, Mike. Did you in any way open up to him about your eye condition and, like, what you're going through? And if so, did he have any advice for you?
Oh, yeah. I talked about my eye with him, and, you know, he understands. He was talking about, we were kind of joking around about, you know, people don't want me to drive, you know, because of my eye. And he says, yeah, I'm 90, and they don't want me to drive either. And he says, I've probably got better reactions than everybody else. So, but we talked a little bit about that, and just, you know, we talk about coaching in general, but, you know, it's mostly just, you know, we talk about experiences and, you know, some of the players he had. And, you know, it's always great to be around him.
Weird question on a Motivation Monday. Through 8 surgeries with this eye, what gives you encouragement, like 6, 7, or 8, and some time off will get it better so that maybe you don't have to deal with it anymore?
Well, this is the very best that it's ever looked. You know, when he, in this last surgery, he said, you know, when he was in there doing the surgery, he said the retina looked perfect. It was totally attached everywhere. There was no weak spots. And, you know, at one point, my pressure was 47, which is extremely high. You know, at 50, vomit and all kinds of things like that. So today my pressure was at 9. After the surgery was 11. So, and it should be somewhere in the 10 to 21 range. So it's come down tremendously. So that part is all really good. The retina, the doctor looked at it today, said the retina looks great. So I don't know. This is probably the best it's ever been. And if I don't screw it up by, you know, going out and yelling at players and doing things that I shouldn't be doing, then I think it's going to be, this will be the best result that we've had.
I think it's really nice, in the best interest of the team, Mike, that general manager Rick Spielman was willing to drive you from Minnesota down to Kentucky and then drive the truck back. I mean, it just shows the absolute love everybody has for each other within this organization. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that was nice of him. You know, I was thinking about driving down here, and then the doctor says, well, you know, if there's 1,000 foot of elevation change, you can't drive. And I'm like, ooh. Oh my gosh. So now I got to get on these maps and look at the elevation changes and
forget that,
things like that. So,
no.
Yeah. So anyway, it was all good there.
Yeah. It's wise you have somebody driving you, but I mean, elevation changes going from Minneapolis to Kentucky, I mean, you might see one mountain every 980 miles, right?
Right. There's no, yeah, it's, I think the biggest drop was 400 feet or something like that.
Yeah. You're driving through the Bible Belt. You mentioned you talked to coaches about this time that you're going to take away. Like, is there a designated person running organized team activities, or how's that going to work?
No, you know, I've kind of delegated a little bit to everybody. You know, obviously the two coordinators are handing their side of the ball. I've got Adam is taking care of the situation part of practice that I do every day. And then Andre Patterson is kind of, he's the one that kind of rallies everybody up and makes sure that my message gets relayed to the coaches and the players.
With organized team activities, from off-season workouts to organized team activities to the mini camp, like, what happens now? Like what's different about organized team activities compared to some of the other stuff?
Well, now it's basically practice. We can practice against each other, which we haven't been able to do. You know, it's been offense versus offense and defense versus defense. So this is now basically practice, other than, you know, we're not going live or tackling or anything like that. But, you know, we get to run plays against the offense and vice versa. And so, you know, it's a good time to kind of to see the competitive part. You know, you see some of these new players, and actually some of the young players go out there and show what they've done to improve this off season. So it's really a good time. You know, I've added a lot of different situations throughout practice, some of the areas I feel like we need to get better at. And, you know, they'll start working on those every day starting tomorrow.
Are there any road games on this long drive that you play, Mike, like personalized license plates or finding certain states? I mean, what do you do to kill the time? Holy cow.
Country music, baby.
And then just sit. Well, are you drawing up some new exotic blitz packages on, like, napkins or in a notebook or anything on the drive?
No, I'm just trying to relax, kind of keep my eye focused below the horizon, and you know, just kind of relax. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you're going to kick up your feet and stare at a lake, and I mean, you know, probably do just a little bit of work here. Certainly not as if you were here, but I mean, that's a mindset, right? I mean, you always talk to players and people with whom you work about having the right mindset and doing things the right way. I mean, now it comes back to you, where you have to have the right mindset and you have to do it the right way, correct?
Correct. Well, you know, it's like Eric Sugarman sent me a text this morning. He said, you know, as bad as it feels, you just have to suck it up for these next couple weeks and let this thing heal. And so he's right. I just got to suck it up and, you know, do the right thing, and everything is going to be fine.
Now that to some of your players here quickly, now that, I mean, because you're on a multiple hour drive, might as well chat a little football here with Mike Zimmer. Michael Floyd is able to take part in organized team activities. You got Michael Floyd in the mix, if only for now. What do you like about Michael's game?
Well, you know, he's a big, long, strong receiver with speed. Obviously, he was a first-round draft pick. He's had a couple of really good years in Arizona. You know, last year, I think he fell off a little bit. I do feel like he's going to be hungry, you know, come in. And, you know, last year was his contract year, and it wasn't as good as he wanted. So I think, you know, he's going to come out with a vengeance to kind of prove that last year was a kind of a fluke. So, you know, I think he's going to be a big physical guy that can stretch the field, but he also can do a good job in blocking area, and he can also kind of body position these smaller defensive backs.
So this for Dalvin Cook, your rookie running back, now with organized team activities in that they can practice against each other. You know, from the time that I saw him at rookie camp, you could tell when he turns the corner and he plants his foot, you can tell he's fast. You know, and you can tell Dalvin can play the game. But now in organized team activities, this is really important to all rookies and Dalvin Cook, right?
Right. It's important to everybody. But, you know, I think Dalvin, you know, the big thing for Dalvin is, you know, a lot of times these young guys, you know, they think they belong, but they're never really sure. And then when they get the opportunity to go in there, and they're going against the veteran guys, they're going against Everson Griffin and Harrison Smith and Brian Robinson, those guys, they have a chance to, you know, really wow these guys too. So I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun for them. It'll be fun for really all the guys. I know, you know, Paul, I'm going to tell you something. This team, you know, I heard all the stuff in the offseason, this and that, but this is a good football team. We've got good players on this team. We've got good people on this team. They work their rear ends off. You know, I've had several guys come in and say, hey, you know, we need to work harder. We need to do this more. We need to come do this more. So I love the attitude of this team. You know, obviously we have to come together as a group. Try to get better in all the situations, but you know, I feel good about the guys that Rick's acquired here. So let's go out and kick it off, and let's see if we can prove it to people.
You know, this this defensive tackle, Will Sutton, I mean, you know a thousand times more about it than I'll ever know, but I thought that was a sneaky good signing. I mean, if you look back at some things he did when he had like 13 sacks at Arizona State, playing at about 285 pounds in a 4-3 as a 3 technique, as you say, what do you like about Will Sutton?
Well, we've had our eye on him for quite a while. We actually tried to sign him, or we actually wanted to sign him, you know, when he came out that year. He got drafted by the Bears in the third round. But, you know, we felt like when they went to the 3-4 that it was probably not a real good fit for him. You know, his game is based on quickness and acceleration and penetration. And so, you know, we've kind of had our eye on him for a while, and when he was able to come free, we did a nice job in being able to get him. So hopefully, you know, and here's the other thing. Andre Patterson is the best defensive line coach in football, and he gets these guys to play better than they've ever played in their entire life. So regardless if it's him or Jahlil Johnson or whoever it is, I have a complete faith in Andre Patterson.
Yeah, and off that with Andre, I mean, a couple of cases in point here, Shamar Stephan and Tom Johnson. I mean, they've had their best moments, absolutely. Certainly Shamar from UConn, but Tom, who played with New Orleans, with Andre. A couple of quickies to close here because I know you're bored on this drive. With Sam Bradford now spending the entire offseason here, at least mentally through the offseason workouts, have you noticed anything different about him that maybe you didn't notice last year?
I think just his rapport around the players has been a little bit different. You know, he's, I think that part, you know, the conversations between myself and him have been much more involved. You know, when he got here, I was so involved with the defense and he was so involved trying to learn the offense, but, we've had some good communication. We talk about, different things. Like he came up to me one day, there were offense was going against the offense, and he said, "Hey, I'm tearing your defense up today." I said, "It's not my defense; it's our defense." Okay, so you know, I just think he feels a lot more comfortable in the whole situation.
What's the drive like to this point?
Actually, it's really pretty. You know, I'm kind of a country guy anyway. See farmlands and the trees, and
yeah,
you know, not much traffic, so it's all good.
Sounds like an America song: rocks and birds and plants and things. Are you gonna find any lakes and like stop and I don't know, tie a line to your pinky toe and just stare off into the trees for a little while?
I don't know. You know, thought about maybe stopping in Chicago and getting some hot dogs, or maybe stop and get some cheese in Wisconsin. Who knows? Who knows what we're gonna do? Just kind of relax and enjoy ourselves.
Hagen just text me time for two more, so I'll make this my last one.
Time for two more?
We can call you every hour during the radio show if you're bored. I mean, I know you like doing radio interviews so much. Does that sound good?
Yeah, well, I do enjoy talking to you, but I don't know if every hour would be good enough. Would be very good.
Hey, keep your spirits up. Thank you very much for the time. Not trying to be brother or dad here, but do the right thing. Like Sugarman said, get yourself right, and we'll see you soon enough, probably within the next couple of weeks at Winter Park. Okay, Mike?
Yes, sir. Good talking to you, Paul.
Thank you. See you later. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.